This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it's also a radio show. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
I'm overly dependent on emojis. They're so ingrained in my head that I just think in them. Mainly the face with the hearts for eyes and the streamers and party hat. But even the turtle is popping into my consciousness now. It's so lazy and childish. On the plus side, it is very Cher-like. New Year's was happening in America during our daytime, and I was already over it. So I felt very Regina George whenever I got texts from the States. We had a jam-packed day. A swim and a dive in the morning. Then over to the other yacht, Surrey. Back on our boat, the group started watching a documentary about Jews on Broadway before dinner. Jews love making documentaries about themselves. Jews in science. Jews in movies. Jews on Broadway. Dinner was mellow yellow, and I sat on the bowsprit listening to music for a while before popping an Ambien at 11 and getting into bed.
11 p.m. for bed is so early. Rando Andy.
Not when you're living yacht life, dude.
Damn, dude. Imagine just fucking dunking on all your fans like that.
Dude, yacht
I went
life.
From one yacht to another yacht, and then I ate food that would blow your fat fucking minds, but to me it was mellow yellow.
The creams were out of this world.
And then I was on another boat, and then I took an Ambien.
Ambien?
Because my head is so full of money-making ideas that I can't sleep.
Can't turn it off.
Can't turn it
Even
off.
Even on Surrey, the yacht.
Whoa!
Everybody, this is the Bonfire. It's Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103. Thank you, which I said I want to make a habit out of thanking Ron Bennington and the show Bennington when we start the show every day. He is, our radio godfather.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Also, yeah, they say he throws to us every day. So I want to make sure we give our love to the great Ron Bennington and the Bennington
Shout out
show.
Love to Bennington, to Ron, and everybody there. Shout out love. Nothing but love on this Faction Talk.
Dan's going to kick this freestyle for you on behalf of the show.
Yo. We should get rockers. We should get fucking colors like a biker gang and give them the Bennington and Jim and Sam.
Put it upon them?
Faction Talk, dude. Welcome to the talk. Faction Talk Faction.
Jim and Sam doesn't throw to us. That would be a long throw.
No, but they throw to Bennington and then Bennington.
But guys, enjoy Bennington.
Dude.
And then hang in there.
We're the human centipede of programming.
We really are. It's ass to mouth, right?
Yeah, and we're the back end. We got open butt and a full mouth.
We're eating all that shit, but no one's sucking our asshole.
Ain't no one's sucking our ass, so good luck finding that.
Is it weird if you were human centipede to somebody, how much better would it make it if both of them were chicks?
Way easier.
On either side.
Isn't that weird? Way easier.
Isn't that weird? Things that
girls don't poop.
Things that aren't sexual, still, we were saying this last night on Legion of Skanks. I don't want anybody to spit in my mouth. I think it's grotesque.
Yeah.
But I mean, I won't say Christine. Christine's my girlfriend. But for you, before you even dreamed of me spitting in your mouth, you would submit to Christine. You're like, all right, someone's got to spit in your mouth. You go, oh, Christine. I guess
the hard part would be asking you if you're cool with it. I'd be like, Christine's got to spit in my mouth.
But
like,
here's why I would be cool with it.
Hock-a-loogie
it's not
mouth.
Sexual, but still, it's something grosser and something your mind goes like, is it gay to have a guy spit in my mouth?
Yeah, it's fluid.
Yeah. If you're exchanging fluids, it's better to do it with a girl. You'd rather lick a girl's asshole than a guy's asshole.
Yeah. Oh, what, yeah.
Yeah.
What is
Jacob, yes?
A human... Yes, question. A human centipede, what is that... entail.
Like, well, it's from bonfire film series.
Bonfire context. A human centipede is when three people are sewn to each other with a mouth attached to the ass. Would you like to do it?
It's already wrong.
Okay.
Sorry, wrong. You're lowballing here. Someone checked it after the first movie.
I didn't even see the first movie.
There's no set amount of people, as you can see in Human Centipede 3, where it is 100 prisoners long.
Jesus Christ.
100 people.
100 actors to do that. Just...
Yep.
Go ass to mouth.
And I'm guessing a very quick run of credits. Some tells me Human Centipede credits don't slow roll like a Industrial Light and Magic production.
No.
I think it shoots by super quick. No one gets their love. The first one was three people. The second one may have been five or more.
Is this a porno? I mean,
Jacob,
I know it.
Jacob, what?
What the hell are you talking about? I'm joking.
You've never seen the trailer?
I've heard of it, but I don't understand. Like, is it?
It's not a porno.
I don't know the plot.
It's a disturbing indie horror flick, basically. And the first one is about a crazy doctor who has this idea that he's going to sew three people together ass to mouth.
For what purpose?
To see if they will sustain... through ingesting the feces of one, shitting it into the other one's mouth, and if they become a complete system. It's a flawed plot, Jacob.
Yeah, because they would die immediately.
Jacob, make no mistakes. It's a flawed plot.
Jacob.
I'm tapping out. I would never put my mouth on a... You couldn't sew my mouth on a guy's ass? No way.
Jacob, it's luck of the draw. It could be a woman's ass. But
they roll a dice or something? There's no...
I don't know what the rhyme or reason
is. They do it like your color palette. They go, you're a fall. You're going to be in the middle.
In your darkest hour, you've been abducted, Dan? You're in a place where you know for sure no one can hear you. You can't get out. And then he tells you what his plan is. So I'm going to throw this around the room. Ready? You listening, Dan?
Yeah.
He tells you the plan. I'm sewing your guys' faces to your asses. But they go, okay... Dan, you're between Amber and Tiffany over here.
Ladies.
Is it a party you're going to still be like, thank God. Even if you're like, are we going to die? This guy's going to kill us. But still, you're like, I am still happy I drew the...
Yeah, as opposed to the three dudes.
Do you accept the small victory with actual emotion? Do you go like, man, this could have been worse?
No, you have
I
to
could
have
been sewn to a man's asshole and a man sewn to my asshole.
That's a silent victory that you don't rub it in because you don't want it to change.
Yeah, he goes, what? You know, you're too happy about this. No, I hate it. I don't want to suck this girl's ass to death.
Question for Dan.
Jacob, honey?
Dan, aren't you going to be uncomfortable making a duty in a girl's mouth?
I'm going to be more uncomfortable thinking about eating the girl in front of me's duty. So by the time I get through chomping down that waist, behind me.
Once you're all ass to mouth, dude, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Also,
getting shit in your mouth. You think it's going to be pretty because it's a girl? No, it's just you'd rather that than a dude's turds.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I feel like my main focus would be how am I going to breathe? I have a hard time breathing out of my nose. So if my mouth is fucking on a butt.
Not only is your mouth on a butt, but also I'd argue that your nostrils are like touching butt crack.
Yeah, so how do you breathe?
I don't know, man.
Well, can you tell him I like sinuses? I can't do this?
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, well, that will stop me from doing this. I'm a diabolical scientist,
but. He's like, I actually have a note. That says I don't breathe well out of my nose.
Because do you have sleep apnea? Oh, I didn't do my research.
Can I offer you some Afrin? He goes, I don't actually dig around with that
stuff. It's actually pretty addictive and it can fuck your sinuses up.
I don't really fuck around with that stuff that much.
Do you have any Flonase?
I don't give up on life. Like, I like life.
Sure.
But if you told me that we're going to sew your mouth onto a guy's ass, I would take my life. I'm pretty sure.
But what if it was a girl's ass?
What if it was a
girl?
Am I
alone in this?
Well,
I would do the same.
You kill yourself before you take the shot that you're going to get out of this if they simply sew your mouth to a girl's asshole.
Jacob!
Let me ask you something.
Okay. Please.
So, let's say you get you get duty in your mouth and then you duty in somebody else's mouth. And then what? You said, okay, this happened. Now unsew my mouth.
Jacob, I do have to say.
You go home afterward?
No, you die.
No, I think ultimately these experiments end in death. These are trial runs.
You don't go back to your late shift at Target after you've just been sewn to
upside then?
Because your survival instincts at some point are like, okay, if I do this, maybe I'll get out of this. You were saying you'd kill yourself for a guy, but I would argue, Jacob, that if it was a girl with a nice crapper.
Oh, just a dump on her.
And it is just poking out over the sweet folds of her labes that are coming through that all fours position she's on. I'm saying, Jacob, you'd say, well, let's see where this goes before you kill yourself if it's a nice female's ass.
I know where it's going to go. She's going to duty in my mouth.
That
so
for
I'm not
sure.
doing it.
For sure she is going to shit in your mouth, Jacob. I can't argue with you
I'm
there.
Tapping
but
out, Jay.
You'd there's rather no kill upside. Yourself than eat human shit ever in any situation.
And there is a chance if you eat this girl's
I'm
doo-doo.
I'm going to die.
If you eat this girl's doo-doo. But if you eat her doo-doo, there is a chance that maybe after the first one, you know, there's like stories of serial killers that they come and then they let the girl go because it's like, you know, maybe he
you
like,
have a chance, Jacob.
You have a fighting chance to eat this if you eat this girl's doo-doo.
I'm the one guy he's going to say, you know, the 99 others are going to, I'm going to let them die, but you can go home.
Jacob, I'm saying.
And have a good, go watch Supergirl tonight.
In between.
You did what you needed.
Yeah.
Jacob, in between chewing on shit and shitting in someone else's mouth, you might be able to formulate a plan. He may have left a scalpel behind, and you can hide, pocket that before he comes back in and save yourselves.
And you might be able to cut your mouth free and breathe in.
Look, when they say there's a meteor or something coming to destroy the Earth, my personality, Jacob, with you, I'm like, let's probably drive towards the center of the impact. Like, let's just
get
it over with.
Pretty cool.
Just get it over with.
Can we buy cigarettes?
Yes. On the way. We will.
And alcohol?
Yeah, dude. We're going to get you fucking hanked up.
I don't want to be hanked up. I want to be like buzzed.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
A buzz on me,
I don't
buddy.
Know where you're at. It'd be really funny if while the shadow is starting to cover us as the meteor approaches, I still have to look over Christina and goes, yo, could you get it together? You're drunk. Yeah. You don't need to be like it. And then Christina's going to go, is that the meteor? I'm not even fucking drunk. What are you talking about? You always fucking say I'm drunk.
Dude, ending the world with a drunken fight with your girlfriend. Just the shadows covering you.
You're like, embarrassing you're me in front of my fucking friends.
Mean. You're fucking mean.
Why are you yeah, like this?
Why are you fucking mean?
It's a fire.
Oh, God.
My skin's melting off. You're so mean.
I go, guys, I love you all. And we go, I'm not even drunk. I don't even want to talk to you in the afterlife.
I'm not even drunk. So, Jacob, I am. I'm the very much like, let's go to the eye of the storm and just fucking eat it. But if you tell me you're sewing me onto a woman's fine ass.
Sewing, Jay. Yeah, underline sewing. You're getting your mouth sewn
Jacob,
through.
It's the best of an awful situation you can get.
Yeah, dude, silver
I'm
lining,
saying,
dog.
With the best of those situations, you don't give life a chance. You don't give
and
yourself a fighting
might I
chance.
Remind you,
you know, whenever you're alive longer, you have more of a chance to think.
Might I remind you that life finds a way.
Finds a way.
You didn't stop yourself to ask the question, should you? But you should.
You were so busy finding out, could you?
Yeah. Jacob, I'll tell you right now, I went to college with the guy that kidnapped you. And he told me 12 hours sewn on, eating shit, you survive, you walk out of there.
You live, you walk out.
Two meals.
And how much is this girl shitting? She's hot.
Oh, my God. Jacob, can I also give you a little insider info? Eating disorder. Yeah. So you're getting pellets.
Yeah. I mean straight pellets. Almost nutrients, bro.
The other guys, the guys in the other room, pipe fitters. Union 214.
Like it's going to be this big burly like a bear of a guy who just eats terribly.
Jacob.
And I'm going to suffer and I'm going to pay the price.
No, you get a woman, you get a lady vegan.
Jacob, you kill yourself then. I'm with you on that. I don't
sure.
know. I think it's how I handle it. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. It's definitive that I'm like, this is the worst of the worst situations. But I'm telling you.
I would just.
They sew you onto a fucking.
I would just laugh. I would go, Dan.
I'm sorry to say.
Say what, Jacob?
You're being a big shot.
What?
Tough guy wants to get, is going to get sewn to a girl.
No, what are you talking about? I agree with the same thing. Why is Jay being a big shot?
I'm not big.
No, he's
here.
Saying, yeah, I'd do it. I'd try.
I would choose life.
No scenario.
I would choose life if the situation was you get to live longer right now, for sure. You don't know you're dying in a human centipede situation.
Yeah.
You don't know. You assume.
You're grabbing at life.
But you're like, man, is there any way out of this? You have more time to think with your mouth sewn to a hot chick's great ass.
Yoga instructor. Hole. By the way, I keep getting more information. Yoga instructor. Very yoga clean instructor. Living.
Yoga instructor. And
hasn't
by the
had
way,
caffeine, bless you, Lou.
Doesn't wax our asshole hairs. Do you know why, Jacob? Shouldn't have any.
None. Hairless. Norwegian yoga instructor.
Yeah.
This is not for me. I don't like this at all.
No, so you kill yourself.
I don't even as an actor in a movie, I know actors have to struggle. You couldn't fucking pay me to be number 87 in the human centipede.
But yes, you could. Jacob. If the girl in front of you was hot, Jacob, you'd walk around all fours with a fake thing around your ass.
Also, if it got you your SAG card, don't act like you wouldn't. That's good insurance.
I am acting like I wouldn't, Dan. I'm telling you I wouldn't.
I know, but you're
I don't
bluffing.
Care about my SAG card.
Yeah, it's good insurance.
Damn. Lou, there's no DJ Lou, there's
you're
no way you
need
feel
it
this
after
way.
That, Dan.
Well, yeah, probably. I probably have to have another endoscopy if I eat all that shit.
There's no way you feel this way, Lou. DJ Lou, please.
Talk some sense into Jacob, please.
Yeah. Tough guys.
Please.
Hey, listen to the alpha males talking now.
What's so alpha cool. about this?
They're so cool. You might as well. You might get out of here.
Dude, Jacob, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a thespian, and if I found my character in number 87 of the Human Centipede.
In the acting, I'm telling you, I walk off set in my Human Centipede costume.
Your fake mouth that they have to Hollywood glue to the ass.
I hate to Harvey Weinstein this, but I'm telling you, you want me to be in a Human Centipede, I'm gonna need if I'm acting, I need girl in front, dude behind.
You don't have a choice.
If I'm acting. No, I do have a choice. I can leave set. I'm not forced to be on set of a film. I'm saying if I get actually abducted and put into a lunatic who found a place miles from where anyone can hear me scream,
yeah,
and they're going to human centipede me, and let's say you have an option to kill yourself.
Yeah.
I don't kill myself if they say they're sewing my face to a pretty girl's great asshole.
If they show a full picture, if they go, by the way, this is Kendall. We just picked her up outside. In Atlanta.
Thank you. Yes, I'll do her.
12 hours, 2 meals, we'll let you go.
We send you home?
Yeah.
I got to eat her. Hang on, Jacob. I'm mulling this over. Dan threw something interesting at me here.
Sorry. Right.
So right. I have to eat two whatever versions of her shits are.
Jacob, sorry. Two alphas hashing it out.
Sorry. Two big time rock stars here.
Sorry, bro. Over. Two bad boys. Two dangerous bad boys. So they go, the guy just straight up lets you know, hey, I'm a murderer, but I'm not a dickhead. I'm going to sew you to this lady. Your mouth is going to be sewn to this woman's asshole. Here's your stats. Mm-hmm. Behind you.
Yeah, he just shows a picture where like, it unfolds in a three. The centerfold picture. Yeah,
goes, centerfold.
Hello.
Because her interests, not eating poop, pooping into others' mouths, so you can see why we picked her.
Okay, she's great.
So she's at the front.
For the project, she's great.
She's at the front. You're in the middle. Behind you, you know.
Guy named Wes.
A Des Moines 5. Just okay. A diner waitress.
Girl.
Yeah, that was Nip. That was just picked up. They just picked her right off the side of the road.
If this is
she
real.
She cries a lot, yells. She's going to yell into your asshole a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, God damn.
There's a lot of this.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Up into your ass.
The vibration on your balls from that is going to be awful. So now I want a guy behind me now because I think he's going to cry less. Yeah. If he cries, it's going to be even more. That bass, though, that bass might make me cum.
Stop it. Middle piece. Stop being hard.
Christine, can you bass him into my nutsack later?
Stephanie Balcone says this is the weirdest pro-life / pro-choice debate I've ever heard. She's right.
She's not wrong. It's
we're breaking it down. We're taking it away from the babies and putting it into the human
centipede. I'd rather have a guy behind me so a woman wouldn't have to see that awful view of terrible things.
Well, her eyes are going to be sewn to your back, so it's like she's not really going to see
it. No, just her mouth. They only saw the male. Her eyes are going to be right on my ass cheeks for sure, but like it's not, still it's not a good look. I'd be happier with a guy sewed to my asshole.
Okay. It's your asshole. You shouldn't really pick, but.
But you, I want to lay out all the facts you've given, Dan, is what you say is happening. I'm under the impression that this guy will unclip me and release me in 12 hours.
He just wants 8mm film to jerk off to in his cabin.
I have to eat two shits from whatever this particular
two
woman
meals. You don't know how many shits that's going to be.
Oh, she eats two meals.
Yeah.
What kind of meals?
Protein heavy.
Oh, man. Like
keto.
So it's going to be, are you talking about thick logs? Or are you talking about a spray?
Don't know yet. We don't know. She's a vegan too.
Oh, dude, thick logs. I don't know.
What about a spray, dude? Getting that banaca? Banaca?
I feel like you do that thing where you just open the back. You ever just pour water into your mouth and just open the back of your throat? You get that.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could like take a spray mostly like that.
Like the way chicks in porn do it with cum and then push it back out their mouth.
Oh, don't! I won't do that. No. Oh, it's so gross. She eats two thick meals?
Yeah. 12 hours. In 12 hours. And then you just got to survive the wave.
He better let me go after that, because I'll tell you what. If he doesn't, that's when you just go. I will just pull my face and rip my lips off this girl's asshole, and then I'm gonna go nuts.
Well, you're gonna die from the bleeding.
You made me eat fucking two meals worth of turds,
and you're not letting me go.
And you know this woman's, look at her body. Her system's not prepared for these things you gave her.
So you're admitting, kind of, if that was the case, you'd buck too. Would you kill yourself? You wouldn't kill yourself.
I don't know where my kill myself.
Jacob,
level
how would
is.
You kill yourself if you were kidnapped?
I don't know. I mean, if I knew what was going to happen, I'd have to see what the environment is.
Oh,
but I would
Jacob.
Try to kill myself.
I'm Jacob. I get so much pussy that I don't have to worry about being sewn to a woman's asshole. You think we're alpha males? I argue you're the alpha male. We're so desperate we want it so bad that we'll just be sewn to women's assholes just to be near a woman.
You said before, you're a struggling actor, that you're willing to be number 87 on the Human Centipede list, and then you think you're going to go to the set and be a diva. And you're going to tell the director, I want a guy behind me and a woman in front of me, or I walk.
Right.
That's what you think you're in the power seat.
No.
If you even have the nerve, if you're that desperate to even take the role, you're going to start dictating.
There's
to the
no nerve to it. It's just saying, like,
and honestly,
yeah,
Jacob,
I can't go for it. I can't do this.
Honestly, can we get down to brass tacks? I'm taking it as a passion project, okay? I let them know coming in.
I don't want money. I just want to suck ass.
I want to suck ass and wear my ass sucked.
Buddy, I'm not looking for money. I'm looking to suck some fucking ass.
I read the script, and I'm in. Figure out where.
It's suck ass time.
Yeah. All right, so Jacob, there's zero chance. If you get abducted, you're just killing yourself.
Yes. I will find a way.
All right. Survival instincts, dude.
What? Survive? There's no... I don't believe I'm going to survive this.
You know what? Jacob does
he
have a...
He told you he's letting you go.
I don't survive a big hairy dude making a duty in my
Jacob,
mouth.
Jacob, I don't know what you were threatened with in life, but you keep going back to this hairy dude doesn't exist.
He's gone. He's left.
This is a beautiful woman with a tight, taut ass.
I mean, Sierra Sky tight.
Sierra Sky.
Sierra Sky. We'll name her.
The girl in the front is Sierra Sky.
You are sewn to Sierra Sky's butt.
Checking on her, by the way.
I
is she
don't
want to
do this.
Well, then kill yourself.
Jacob,
you
don't want to do it. None of us want to do this. We've been abducted. We're abducted. What choice do we have now?
I gave you my choice.
It's kill yourself or suck this hot chick's ass, which you keep turning into a hairy man who just had a terrible meal.
You think I like this? I was supposed to be going to see Cars 3. I had an edible, and then I get abducted, and now I'm getting sewn to an asshole.
Only bright side, it's a hot chick.
Only bright side.
I don't give a shit about your hypothetical. If you get there, you don't have the choice.
Sure.
Okay.
But if it's Sierra Sky,
it could happen either way.
If it's Sierra Sky, as he's as he's priming me for thing, I go, is this Sierra Sky? And he goes, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Don't call it, Dan. Maybe she'll make a duty in your mouth.
I wouldn't. Why are you, okay. Why are you lashing out?
Jacob, we don't want them to shit in our mouth. We don't want this. Mouth. No one here is seeking out a human centipede.
No one wants it.
You're taking this in such a weird way.
We're simply just saying if it does in the hypothetical.
I am done. Okay. I understand. Hypothetically, I gave you my answer. Right. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
What I'm most concerned about, Jacob, is that you can't gross. Even picture or fathom the concept that the person shitting in your mouth isn't a fat, hairy man.
I can. I am picturing it right now. I'm still tapping out.
Okay, okay, that's fair. You fair. Know? You've done all. You've done all the. You've done all the different.
Fucking DJ Lou would suck like the asshole of a fucking Bayonne 4.
DJ Lou, what are you doing in that situation?
I'm with Jacob. I don't like assholes. Not one asshole.
Oh man,
really you stay away from girl buttholes too.
I do a little pokey here and there. That's just.
I didn't
fun.
Mean poking. You wouldn't put your tongue on a girl's butthole. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I did once and it stings and I'm never going back.
Stings?
Stings?
Wish you had an electric butthole?
I don't know.
Did you have a paper cut on your tongue?
Oh, fuck.
She goes, sorry, I shoved lemons up my ass earlier.
Yeah, I have a lemon butt. I have a citrus booty. You don't have any open wounds.
Wait, you touched your tongue to an asshole once, it stung and you never went back.
Yeah.
How did you touch it?
You are not a good lover.
Did you just... Huh?
Do you think DJ Lou is a great lover?
I bet he just pounds it out. Dude, Jacob just walked off the show. That's how upset he is.
He's done. Jacob, do you picture that DJ Lou is a very good lover?
I think from the stories that he told me, I think Lou can fuck.
Yeah?
I think he's pretty damn good.
You know what? I actually agree with Jacob because of the stories Lou has told, and also a lot of Latin women.
Do you spend
and
a lot of time?
Boast.
Do you spend a lot of time eating that chocha?
That punane.
You get out for a while.
I go down.
Dude, when you're a smoker, all your taste buds and smell are fucking shot, so you can get down
maybe
there.
Maybe stays away from butthole.
Yeah, you can breathe underwater.
Maybe my cigarette tongue didn't mix with the butt juices.
That's what it is.
Stung.
It's probably the nicotine that fought back.
Look, I'm not saying I'm doing things the right way. My tongue has probably touched the butthole of many people whose last name I don't know. But women's.
I love women's. Black Lou, in this situation, do you take your own life or do you let the lady poop in your mouth and for 12 hours and then you leave?
I'm with Jacob. I don't like that. I don't care if Sierra Sky or not.
Jacob turned the whole ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, thank you.
You kill yourself.
I would try to, yeah.
Jacob just did the I am Spartacus.
Wow.
Christine, you kill yourself? Or Jason Momoa's poop right in your mouth?
I think I kill 12 hours.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a shift.
It's a lot, but you get out of it.
But your eyes are looking right at the butt cheek, those chiseled butt cheeks.
Yeah, you're looking at his lower back and he does weird exercises for it. I mean, no, do you want to shit in Momoa's mouth? Because honestly, Jacob's right. We're not going to be in the power seat except for right now.
Yeah, well, you could shit in Jason Momoa's mouth for sure, but would you accept his shit in your mouth? You're thinking a girl, though.
Yeah.
You'd rather have a girl shit in your mouth than a guy.
Yeah, right?
Weird.
But he's in peak Aquaman shape, Christine.
No, it's not Aquaman anymore. Jacob, now we're back to the hot chick again. Sierra Sky is going to take dumps in your mouth for 12 hours.
Yeah, over killing myself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I think we need to do a lot of mental health check with some of our employees here.
3-3.
I have a question, though.
Yeah, yes? Black Lou. He might be the swing vote.
If it's Sierra Sky.
Sure.
Then Christine.
Yeah.
Then me.
Yeah.
Okay.
If everyone's having two meals each, aren't I getting four meals each?
No, it's just the front.
Everybody can have two meals each. There's only one person doing the eating, front of the centipede. Everybody else's mouth is so doing
and
asshole.
It goes all the way down.
Yeah. So you want to be second. If you're going to be sewn in, I mean, technically you want to be first so you can blast back.
Best thing to be in a human centipede?
First.
You get the food, not the shit in the mouth.
Yeah, that's why South Park Human Centipede was one of the best episodes. Where they do
cuttlefish
or a vanilla paste. And they have it on, you can watch HBO Max on 6 days to air. You see them make it.
How do they make them go in 12 hours? Because I'm pretty sure I would seize up out of being very uncomfortable.
Well, if this guy plays by his own rules and isn't a piece of shit, then he's going to let you go in 12. He goes, okay, you did the 12 hours. I don't know.
Unhook him.
She held back. But, Jacob, you're right. My thought is always this guy is a killer. I'm just saying, what do you give yourself most time to think during? Do you just kill yourself at the concept, or do you let yourself get sewed to a girl's asshole, eat her shit for a while? Because you know at least you have the 12 hours to think about what you're going to possibly do.
Yeah, we're buying time.
You think
time.
You're going to be in the...
You're buying time.
That's your time. You're going to be very clear-headed during that 12 hours. You're going to be planning your escape.
Jacob, I've always done my best thinking with my mouth on an asshole. So I would probably say that's where I've
but
had
your
some
mouth.
Of my-
Dan's a mountain scholar.
Somebody else also.
I don't know if you're. I don't know if you're. If you're familiar with Rocky Mountain style of education, but having your mouth over an asshole.
Oh boy,
Mo, it'll get you thinking. Tell
I have to tear your butt off of somebody else also.
True,
that's fair.
Oh man, you know what really give me the willies is whoever was behind me if they just elect.
Eventually, they're going to have to. My concern is: is there a little room between? Is there a little room between? Because what's got, my concern also being the first girl shit, guy shit, any shit.
It's going to splash outside.
Going in my mouth? No, I'm worried about throwing up.
Very real possibility.
And so you're going to have to take that back down. All.
Oh man, then you're going to butt fuck her with puke.
Oh. Blow puke up her ass.
She's like, huh? It's a tennis match.
Try to blow it back up her asshole. By the way, strong move. If you're the second person in Human Centipede, if you think about that, when she says, I'm going to have to go, really just pace out some hard blowbacks and see if you can just physically push that shit back up. Because it happens. I've had this shit really, really bad and then bought myself hours before. You ever do that?
Oh, no.
You never been at like 0 hours taking a shit and then some reason it's able to go away?
I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. And then it comes back the second you walk in the door.
But it could be hours you buy sometimes. You're like, oh, I guess it went away. I started a conversation. I lost it.
That time I made my aunt sick in San Francisco because we were at the hotel. It went away. We were at Ghirardelli Square eating ice cream. And I was like, I have to shit. And she's like, do it here. I was like, oh, it's kind of gone. Yeah. And like 3 hours later, we're back at the hotel. I'm like, I got to shit again. And it made her sick. She's like, oh, God. I've thrown up like that so many times. Just all the liquids trickling out as you're like. Jacob, I'm so good at puking because of drinking.
I'm done. I feel gross even talking about it this long.
Okay, we're right. You know what? We're done.
Just
fall fashion.
Okay.
Who's wearing what?
Who's wearing what and where are they wearing it? What I want to get into actually is Black Lou has said he needed some advice from us.
Yeah, Black Lou has his sister-in-law staying with him. Is she staying with you or living with you?
No, she lives with us.
She lives with you. Mm-hmm. And she's asking if her boyfriend, which it hasn't been a long relationship.
It's your sister-in-law staying with you.
She lives with us.
Yes.
Lives with you, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then now she is asking if her boyfriend can come and live with you too.
No. Can come and stay over.
Okay. Like regularly or just once?
Like every couple of weekends, because he's a Marine and he's on base sometimes, so a lot of times he comes off and he maybe goes to Boston. But
if you want out of this, I can tell you.
And he's backed up.
If you want out of this, Black Lou,
yeah,
you could say, this is how essentially how my manager got killed. This story, letting the boyfriend in of the person staying with you.
I will be honest, I did bring that up in an argument with my wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. We don't 100%. Know this guy. Odd, high variable, right? He's a question mark. The guy completely, mm-hmm. You got a newborn in the house.
Also,
well, a year, but I mean, that's a newborn. I mean, you have a baby.
But is she, like, is the argument that you're going through with your wife right now, like, no, I don't want him here, let him go somewhere else? And she's like, come on, let him come hang out here. What is the argument specifically?
Well, one, I'd like to meet him before there's any talk of him coming over to sleep.
Great point.
And two, it's just a little awkward because, you know, she's like a little sister to me. I've known her since she was 14. So
damn.
To have this, you listen, they're 23. They're adults. We were all 23. We don't know what the fuck's going to go down.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. And it's your house. Yeah, but you're an adult now. That's a very, very tough thing that I felt when I had Isabella, you know, young. So a lot of my friends were also like in their young 20s and stuff. And when people just, they didn't realize that when they come over, and I'd be furious. I'm like, hey, when you and that girl stayed over at my house last night, like whatever, you know, Carla's friend and my friend. So he goes, did you guys like fuck on the couch last night? And they're like, oh yeah, dude, we fuck. And you're like, hey, could you not? Look, that's where like Isabella like plays and fucking, you know what I mean?
Fort.
Like, it's a different thing. When most people are like in their 20s, they're like, so what, man? We fucked. Yeah, we fucked. Here or there, it doesn't matter.
It's the difference between you tossing them a beer and then tossing them a angry look.
Right, and that's what it is. It's becoming an adult. So like, Lou, your family's in place, man. You don't want some It's too much of a question mark.
You don't want
too much
some
of a variable.
You don't want some leatherneck in your house just fucking loud, taking names, telling.
I don't though.
Yeah, I mean, you got to meet him. That's what you got to do. You got to meet him first and be like, "Hey, are we cool?"
No, but you just want to meet him to assure that you don't want this. There's nothing this guy can do on opening meeting. 23 years old, Marine or no, that's going to make you go, I'm cool with this guy just kicking it around the place. When you see his feet up on your furniture,
or he walks
comfortable watching TV that you, something you don't want to watch.
Let me tell you, he walks in with a Dallas Cowboys Emmitt Smith jersey on, walks right in and goes, Black Lou, big fan of Bonfire and Raw Report.
I don't want Alyssa to be upset with me, but I'll tell you, I don't want her to be upset with me, but I got to say, I'm super anti this.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, buddy.
What is that noise coming from Lou's house?
That's exactly.
Oh.
I can't believe we have
looks
sex
like
noises.
Winslow's in town.
Oh. What's your sister-in-law's attitude towards this? By the way, Jacob, perfect sound effect.
Oh,
thank
my
you
God.
Very much.
Fucking Hendrix is going to come out like with like condoms out of a trash can. And he goes, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't touch that, Hendrix, please.
Or he's just going to mimic the noise that he heard.
Ow, it's so big, and you're such a Marine.
Is your sister-in-law to you kind of like, does she know you're the one holding it up?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And what's her attitude towards you? Like, come on, Louis.
No, she's cool with me. She's really just more or less trying to make sure that my wife is cool with it. He met my wife on a Thursday when I was recording the Bonfire.
Okay.
Not on purpose, when I wasn't here, basically, not on purpose.
Yeah.
So I'm still kind of...
Does Alyssa like him?
She said he was a very nice boy.
Is this like a short-term... Sorry, I ran out to get his belt. Is this like a short-term, a few nights, like come stay for a week thing? Or?
I'd say 1 or 2 nights.
Like a week.
The course of a weekend. Maybe once a month, twice a month at the most.
He'll stay for a couple nights once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hate it.
Nah, I'm a daughter of a single... I mean, I'm the son of a single mom. Bring it on, dude. I get ready. As long as he doesn't eat your cereal.
No,
that
man.
Seems... I think like 4 times a month. She's living with you, the sister.
Yep.
Let me ask this
full
question.
Time, like no...
Big question. Rent free?
Nope, not rent free.
She pays.
Mm-hmm. That's where it becomes a little...
She's paying for a room.
Damn, now dare I say, I hate to say it like, hey, it's not much... People got to be able to like... Hook up and have the people in the place they're paying rent for.
But
there is security, though. I do remember that. Yeah, there's a question of security.
Definitely a question of security.
Well, he's a Marine,
so he can take out your security.
Yeah, so he's also trained and dangerous.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine him having a night terror, and then you got fucking Rambo loose in your house.
Well, just these things you might have to say to a. Carla was dating a. Soldier for the father of her other daughter is a soldier. Like, I think Isabel, didn't you? Wasn't there just like a gun in the house all of a sudden and shit? Like, Isabel knew where it was. I'm like, what the fuck?
Nice.
Like, it's crazy.
Did you get good at firing it?
No. And he's a lunatic, this guy, it turns out. So, also, this is a guy who's like just cleaning his gun. Like, I don't know. Damn. Lou, it might be like, I know you pay rent here. Could you, if she moved out, you're fine, right? You don't require her rent.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm saying you don't require her rent.
Now, no. Are you guys doing it for a favor for her?
She just wanted to get out of Boston and live her life in New York, New Jersey. Okay. She's into fashion, so she's trying to kind of,
you gotta tell,
be an adult out here.
So it's fine. Even if she's paying rent, then you may have to pull the old, like, adult card and be like, hey, look. That's just you pay rent, but this isn't the kind of house where this is going to be all right. Like when you get your own place, you can do your thing. No, I think it's a real thing.
I would say flex the Christianity.
When Isabella was a baby, like legitimate thing. Like for my house, it was like, yeah, you can't smoke weed here.
Yeah, I remember that
at my place.
I remember walking over to Nate's.
Yeah, you guys exactly. You guys go over to Nate's or whatever.
I'd walk over to Lewis's and come back and be like. You guys want to eat?
Yeah. Where's this turkey? I want all of it.
Like, I want milk and I want to sit on the floor.
Can I ask you though, like,
yeah.
Because my wife hit me with this question because, you know, she's trying to get me to be a better man in the thought process when it comes to women. She asked me, like, oh, if it was your brother that was living with us, would you say the same thing?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, that nigga's not fucking no girls in my house. Like,
yeah, there you go.
I would never let that slide.
I agree with you. I think you're right.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right.
It doesn't switch either directions either way.
Yeah, I'm not bringing some floozy into the house with my one-year-old son in there.
It's not a guy-girl thing. It's a stranger. But listen, why me and Christine, like, why Mike Fenoya was a great roommate for us, for what we were looking for, was because he's married. And his wife lived in Connecticut. So the room was essentially...
And they were into the lifestyle.
And they're lifestyle people.
You guys will listen to that on the Thursday episode.
But they were just like, they lived... You know, Mike went there on the weekends.
Yeah.
And he lived during the week in the city with us. So one, there was that. He was there only a couple nights a week anyway. And the other thing was, he wasn't bringing home... Like, I couldn't, at that age that I was, when I moved in with Christine, was not an age where I could sit back and watch. And by the way, I also... selfishly require the freedom for kind of what the things I want to do, but within reason, obviously.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, if, man.
That's what wore me down.
The discomfort of Fenoya was like, and he's had people come over before, but if he was like, hey, I'm actually having a little bit of a party this weekend, I'd be like,
I put up.
Like, there's no way.
I'm one of those people that, like, I can put up with a lot of shit, and a lot of times I'm very bad at identifying that, so finally it bubbles over. That's where I go 0 to 60. It just, all of it bubbles over, and I'm like, ah, fuck, I should have been doing this. Handsome Pete wore on me because I was too old. Number one, I was too old to live in that windowless room.
Yeah.
And even Vecchione was like, you're too old to live in that room, dude. You can't, it's driving you nuts because you got to keep the door open because it gets too hot.
Yeah.
And then, like, and Handsome Pete was living a life of, like, going out, going to clubs, coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning with random women.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I know, dude. One time my wallet was in the kitchen table or whatever. 4 o'clock in the morning, he just comes home with these two women, and I just hear him yelling, and I'm like, well, I got to get my wallet out of there. I woke up, that was my first thought. I'm like, I don't know these bitches. One of them fucking snagged my wallet. So I go out and grab my wallet, and one of the girls goes, we're having a pizza party. And I was like, just get the fuck out of my house. I don't care. But it wore me down till finally I had to be like, Vecchione, let's go get our own place. Because Vecchione is, you know, older than me and much more mellow. And so it really got to a point where I had to be like, I had to tell Pete, it's like, it's not you, it's your lifestyle. Yeah. I don't want that around. I don't want people coming and staying with me that I don't. His friend threw up on our couch once, and I had to ban him from having friends over.
We kicked this guy Ari out. Who lived? Do you remember Ari at all? We lived with you. You were really young, but like he would just refuse. Like I was like, we had a balcony. I'm like, just smoke weed on the balcony.
Yeah,
it's attached to the living room, so it wasn't like leave.
This is the place you lived in with DeRosa.
Yes,
and before place. You moved around the corner from Nate.
No, that was all around the corner from Nate.
Oh, that same place.
No, so the third floor apartment was on one side of the street. We just moved to the back side of the street.
Back side of the street is where I met. That's when I started hanging out.
The house.
Yeah. The house, where you guys would go up and have that balcony over the garage.
Yes.
Could look over.
This was a balcony.
No, you're talking
about. This was a smaller balcony, but it was like right off of the thing.
And the guy just refused to smoke weed out there?
He just kept getting like caught like doing it in his room. I'm like, dude, is it that important? You know what I mean? Like, just go right there. And so we had all these kind of like wars. But again, it was the thing. It's like, I get it. You're paying your rent, but it's just not a house like that. DeRosa, the funny one, I may have told this in the show, but I got mad one time because I was like, dude, you brought like a random chick home last night. Like, you know, me and Carla get paid in cash. I get paid spots.
Yeah, and she's
in cash.
She's waiting tables.
And she was waiting tables at the strip, cash. And we come up and just put it on the bar. I go, then this lady, some lady's walking through. And that's what he told me. He goes, yeah, I don't think she was really a thief. He goes, I don't remember. She looked really good at the bar, and then we got back here. He said he brought her in the room. That's when she, like, she took her shirt off, and then she goes, do you get me a cup of water, please? And he got her a cup of water, and she popped off, like, a nipple. Her nipple was like a suction cup because she had a mastectomy, I guess, for cancer. So, like, and just dropping that in a thing, and he was like, it was hard to be excited after that. Yeah.
She's like, now, what's up with all the scratch on the bar?
Are we
going to divvy that up, or are we just fucking...
Is that a us thing? But
I'm eyeing those ones.
Your roommates could, like, bring home dates when... Is it, like, did you have, like, a rule against having, like, strangers come over? Was it kind of like...
Most people just kind of got that it was, like, a house with a baby most of the time, so it wasn't really that kind of house.
That is a weird thing, though. I'm not going to lie. I know you guys are on the baby side of it, but just to be, like, hooking up with a girl at a bar and being like, she's like, let's go to your house. Mom, there's this baby.
There's
there.
A baby there.
She's like, I know, baby, and I want to. And you're like, no, you don't understand.
I mean, it's why Joe moved out. like ultimately.
I can't believe you just put that on you.
Not because
Isabella,
of
I can't believe you just put that on you.
Damn
and they're
you.
Still friends.
Damn you, Dan. I don't like when you do it to me. I like doing it to you. I don't like that.
That doesn't feel good.
I don't like when you say things that I don't mean at all. No, not blaming it on you. I'm saying what's funny was it was sort of understood it was that kind of hell. It was just like there's a kid there, so it's
yeah.
not like
yeah, yeah. And it's a minimal amount of decency.
Joe was in his 20s, so his thing was just like, yeah, dude, I want to like
Joe partied. I mean, he's in his 40s
saying,
now.
That's
he's
what I'm saying.
Ripping it.
So Joe was like, no, dude, I want to get hammered and go and like, you know, hang out and try to get laid.
He's throw up outside, yeah. and then go score some blow from one of our friends, Joe.
Yes,
because I was hanging out with him. There it is.
There's this crazy laugh.
There's the hyena.
So. DeRose, but most people realize that it just wasn't that kind of place. Then our last roommate we ever had.
Was that the Flying Squirrel?
Flying Squirrel, Jim. She.
I just know her from Jay's bit when I first moved here.
I have to listen to the show recently. When I came home one time, me and Carla were going to stay in Philly after a Sixers game.
Yeah.
But instead we came home.
Yeah.
And she thought we weren't coming home, so we came back to like her and this guy's like clothes all over the place and everything. And I aggressively... threw this guy out.
I remember that.
Giving him all
and
the
and
shit.
And he said he was a fan.
Big fan.
Yeah.
And he's walking out, he goes, well, anyway, he goes, I love your comedy, dude.
Was she?
And I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then I was like, that was kind of nice, though.
Hey, that felt good. Was she the one, was it her sister that was the lesbian that came over to Thanksgiving that was mean?
No, that's her aunt's, it's Isabella's aunt's,
okay, I'm mixing the two jokes.
Now wife.
Isabella's wife, yeah, Isabella's aunt's
that.
Wife.
I remember
yeah.
that old bit.
Yeah, what was it?
You're like, I had her over Thanksgiving, and she was a lesbian, and she was rude, and she's like, I don't eat ham.
And she's like,
and you go, I'm not serving pussy.
Yeah, well, I'm not serving pussy for Easter.
Yeah. I remember that bit. That was like one of the bits when I first moved here. And then you did the flying squirrel thing about her flying away off the balcony.
That was, you're mixing up two stories.
I know, but I mean another.
Oh, yeah, that was about the roommate.
It was all about the same time, though, that you were doing those bits. Dude, and so in my mind,
she moved out. She moved out a month before... me and Carla got married and just didn't pay for it. Just backed up on all kinds of money. And
oh, that's cool. Like yeah, that's cool. So a newly married couple.
That was my angry joke about her. I go, yeah, she's just like, I said, she said, fuck you guys. jumped off the thing like a flying squirrel. Do you remember Jim had a, she had weight loss surgery and she was really heavy. So she had all that flappy skin. Oh, it was so gross.
What are your like earliest memories of your dad's friends? Is it like Lewis or Dave? It's Lewis. One of your early.
You gotta talk microphone.
Yeah, Lewis and Dave coming over.
Yeah.
And then them just like Dave probably stayed over a lot, right?
Dave was always in the house.
So Dave, when you were like from the time you can remember.
Yeah.
Dave was just like around.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's
oh,
so
probably,
funny.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Nate first?
No.
No.
No, Nate and really? Laura lived around the corner.
Yeah.
And that was.
They would all hang out. Laura would babysit me after school, but like when I would be with Dad, Dave was always there.
Yeah. That's so funny. The babysitter.
I babysat Dave and Isabella.
Yeah, Dave and Isabella.
Oh, she calls you watching her babysitting.
Yeah.
We were such children. It's just so funny. Like me and Dave, we get Isabella from school.
Yeah.
We go to 7-Eleven.
Did they think it was you two dads?
Oh, for sure.
They're like,
they didn't say anything, but probably.
They're like, oh,
me and Dave would walk. We'd walk to the bus stop. Me and Dave would walk to the bus stop like a gay couple and pick Isabella up from the bus stop, and then we would go. Sometimes we take.
Also,
the car.
Though, can I just say from a child's perspective, sure. It makes Isabella look fucking cool and kind of dangerous that these two weirdos are coming to pick you up. I was always so in awe of people who had cool people pick them up because my mom was always like work mom. You know, and she'd be like, come on, we got to go. And I'd be like, all right, bye, guy. You know, I don't want two dads.
Pretty quickly at that school, I became the guy who jumped on the bus and punched the bus driver.
What?
You know the story. The bus driver was some new bus driver who was weirdly, he went nuts, I guess, and just started telling all the kids to shut up. And like, would keep driving past me and all the parents. And then like, for like a half hour. And we're like, and then the last time I went through was like a Freddy Krueger movie. Like the bus goes past one time, and you see the kids in the back window doing like, the, please.
No way.
So now we're making phone calls.
No
we're calling
way.
Cops. We're calling everything. So
no now, way.
The next time he's coming down the block, I go, all the parents, I go, just come stand in the middle of the street. He has to stop the bus. And we're all standing in the middle of the street. And we do that. And then he opens the bus door, and this guy starts cursing. I was prepared to just be like, yo, dude, what the fuck's going on? I wasn't thinking like hit first. It was the fact that he opened the door. He goes, what the hell are you doing? He was like a German guy or something, right? Yeah. He was like, what the hell are you doing? What the and I was like, what? And I went on and I started hitting him. And I go, get the kids off the bus. The guy goes, I'll get the kids off the bus.
Did you watch your dad kick the shit out of the bus driver?
Yeah. That's and then bad. He kicked the front of the bus.
Oh, yeah, it's your dad's move. That's his Spartan move. I've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Kicking cars.
Send it.
Send it.
Still going to send it.
He's going to beat your ass and kick your car, motherfucker. That's hilarious.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. But I thought Isabel didn't know. And then when she was like, I told you, I was like, for 2 weeks, I just drove her to and from school. Her mom would drive her to school. I'd pick her up from school so she didn't have to get on the bus. And then after a couple weeks, Isabella said, I was like, anybody talking about it at school? And she was like, no. And I was like, I thought she just didn't know what was going on. And I was like, hey, you should probably start taking the bus again tomorrow. She goes, okay, could you not fight the bus driver this time? I was like, ah, you saw that.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save.